Welcome to another episode of the Blue Crew. I'm your host, Johnny Lazarus of the Hockey News, featured with my excellente co-host, Avery Zaretsky. And if you're wondering, we kicked Johnny off the pod.
Yeah, he's done. Johnny is not here. That is Cody. Second of all, we need to make sure.
I think they all knew.
Yeah, we need to make sure that we put a disclaimer out that regardless of what we say on this podcast, we do love Johnny. He's a hard worker and one of our best friends. But I think we got to unload the clip on him today.
You know, I love Johnny, but I don't think I've ever... First and foremost, the poor kid's just trying to live his life in Toronto. And I don't think I've ever seen anybody take as many L's in like one weekend as this guy's taken. Just like, you know, I mean, there's things to tweet, and then there's just like moronic things to tweet. And Johnny like tweeted 7 moronic things one after another. And I feel like he was already like in a grave that Rangers fans had dug for him. And then he was like, so what do you guys think about Rags? Or, oh, hey, I love Jack Hughes. Like, just...
I think he's dug himself so deep at this point that he's just at the bottom, and he eats it so well. I give him so much credit. Like, people have a hard time on the internet eating bad comments, and he's the best, man. He's really good at it. He's legendary. And what I will say about Johnny is, it's so funny. You said, I love Johnny, but I think I've said that 1,000 times.
Yeah, it's a problem because we're always having to cover for him because he just says dumb shit. And you know, where, okay, let's rewind this for a second and pause and talk about his tweet where he said, I'm more of a hockey fan than I am of a Ranger fan. So Avery and I are diehard Ranger fans.
Yeah.
Do we like the NHL? Yeah, sure. Would I sit and watch a Canucks Blues game on a Thursday night? Probably not. Johnny would sit and watch the Canucks Blues game on a Thursday night while the Rangers are playing in like a heavyweight matchup against the Avalanche. So we have, you know, our poor friend's going to take some shit today. That's for sure.
Yeah. My one thing about Johnny is he said that we knew that about him. I did not know that at all.
He might have said it like once, like 3-4 years ago, like in passing. Like when nobody was paying attention and being like, yeah, I told you guys all the time. Like, dude, what are you doing? Okay. First of all, also, Johnny thought he was going to be sneaky and get away with wearing a Leafs jersey. Okay. Thinking I wouldn't catch that. He's out of his mind. He's out of his mind.
I think it's fair because I've made that mistake before. I think one of my first weeks at Barstool, and I'll own it because Johnny owns it too. One of my first weeks at Barstool, I wore a Patrick Laine jersey. No, I didn't wear a Patrick Laine jersey. I wore a Winnipeg Jets hat, and Frankie Borelli gave me the smoke for it. Like, wouldn't let me breathe without him telling me that it was probably the dumbest thing I've ever done, because trying to be the Rangers guy and then doing that is crazy. But yeah, it just felt like, and Johnny has never mentioned it to me once that he's like just more of a hockey fan. But to have a Rangers podcast and then just go out and wear the Leafs jersey is pretty crazy. But
yeah, he has no brain.
Do his thing. Yeah, he's just riding his own chariot. We just got to let him do it.
Yeah, I mean, I hope he had fun in Toronto. And you know, I did say like, hey man, your passport's expiring in a couple of days. If you want to stay there, I don't think anybody's gonna be mad. Like, you do you out there.
Yeah.
But all that said,
let him do his thing.
Your two favorite hosts are going to talk some actual Rangers hockey today because there's a lot going on. The boys just got back from the All-Star break. They got a game tonight against the Avalanche. And it's a big one because we got to hope that Igor Shesterkin got right out there in Toronto. And, you know, I saw him saving a bunch of saves and I really, really hope he's on it. And I know Avery's smiling at me right now because I give him some shit from time to time about Igor. But at the end of the day, I mean, Igor's our guy. And, you know, I really hope he was able to fix his funk and work on his craft and his game this week because, you know, we have a a pretty daunting schedule coming up these next like 2-3 weeks, I think. So what are your thoughts, Abe, and what's some words of encouragement for the Igor haters?
First off, it's nice to hear you rooting for our boy. I love that. And Igor had a great all-star. I didn't watch a lot of it, but I did see the clips, and it looked like he was having a great time.
So he lost to Georgiev in a one-on-one.
Yeah. It's so weird, man. Every Rangers goalie.
So weird.
And it's a credit to Benoit Allaire, but they just get good again.
Yep.
And you see it in Cam Talbot. He was actually talking about it. I honestly think every time they ask Cam Talbot about his goaltending, he reverts it back to Benoit Allaire. It just goes to show how great of a goaltending coach he is. But regardless of that, Igor looked a lot better spirit-wise. He was flowing well in those clips that I saw. Like I said, I didn't watch the whole game. I'm probably going to watch it back. And then I just saw a tweet from Vince Mercogliano talking about how they're skating again today, and he said Igor's probably looked the happiest he's been since training camp. So we'll see what happens, and obviously it hasn't been his greatest season so far, but he could turn it around very quick. I mean, in his Vezina season, he had 1 month that was really bad, and then he turned it back around. So I have all the and all the pride in my boy Igor.
I mean, the biggest thing for him is really consistency, right? Like, I think at this point it's consistency. And I think Igor is a guy who can make otherworldly saves. But He's been letting in a couple softies this year, and I don't know if you've noticed, but he hasn't had one shutout this year. And Igor, funny enough, Igor's never been a shutout goalie, ever. I don't know if you've looked at his stats, but I don't think he's ever had more than 3 shutouts in a season. Like, yeah, that's just not his game. He always lets in one. It's always his thing, but he'll win the game 2-1, you know, 3-2, whatever. But this year, he's been letting in the low and mid danger shots, which he's never done before. You know, and I'm not making excuses for the guy. For sure he needs to play better. Being a new father, I'm sure that's probably weighing on him when he's home, not getting any sleep there. But I do think he needs to, you know, hopefully he got right, you know, in Toronto, and he can get it going, because we slacked those last, you know, month and a half, and we need to come out guns a-blazing. I really hope Laviolette does something to fire these guys up, and not to pin the blame only on Igor, because there's a bunch of guys who we really need to see more from. I know, I don't know who, if you're thinking of anybody else specifically, Avery, but the other major guy who comes to mind for me is Keandre Miller. He's had a really rough season, and I think he's a player who has, you know, star potential. You know, and I really hope, I saw he was in like the Bahamas or something this week, somewhere warm. So I really hope he got right as well. And, you know, is ready to rock and roll starting against this game against the Avs.
Yeah. I never like to blame any specific player. I think it's always more of a team type
collective
thing. And there are guys you have to lean on more, like Panarin's, like Zibanejad's, like Miller's. Like, you can go through the top players on our team. Those are guys you want to lean on more. But at the same time, it's a collective effort. You need all 4 lines going. You need all 3 sets of D. You need your goaltenders. Everybody needs to be dialed in. And it's nice that everyone got their all-star break. And hopefully the Rangers get back to their November, October form when they were just buzzing. Everything was going in. And I think they will. They're that same team. They just had a little bit of a rut. And I think they'll make it through.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think so too. And also, to pivot to the stadium series that's coming up in 2 weeks. I mean, they just released their jerseys. They released their merch line. I think everything's pretty fire. I know we were talking about ordering some jerseys. I actually snagged a Kreider.
This guy, Cody, was up Johnny's ass every day trying to get the scoop on these jerseys. Mm-hmm. And rightfully,
and when
so,
I tell you he was negative help.
Yeah.
He was negative help.
Yeah.
Did not
Johnny
help me one
help
bit.
At all.
But worth the wait, though. Those jerseys are electric.
They're sick.
Are you getting a Trocheck?
I think so. I think it's time, man. He's on a great term. He's been great. Number 16's always been true to my heart with Sean Avery, Brassard. Strome obviously was maybe that little buffer between, like, do I want to get a number 16 jersey? But I think it's time to go back. I have a Sean Avery jersey, and now I want Vinny Trocheck. He's just, he embodies a New Jersey, New York lifestyle, and he's so likable, and I think that he was awesome in everything that he did at the All-Star break, and
Yeah.
I just love him as a New York Ranger. I always have. I know he didn't start off the way we all wanted him to, but he's formed into a perfect second
He's
lifestyle.
unreal. Yeah. No, I agree. And I got Kreider because, you know what? I have a lot of jerseys. I don't need any more. This jersey, I like told myself I wasn't going to get any more, but this jersey was just honestly like chef's kiss. I had to get it. So no better final jersey for me to get than a Chris Kreider. You know, he's a guy who obviously every year he's putting up points for us, and I feel like he's a little underappreciated. So got to show my boy some love. I'm pumped to go to the state. Did you get your tickets? What's the deal with you?
I'm still on the fence. I have a lot of travel coming up.
Might be in PR.
A lot of travel coming up with Vegas. I'm going for the Super Bowl next week, and then I'm going to have a little bit of time off in between Puerto Rico, which is the following weekend after the stadium series. So I'm still trying to decide. Listen, life costs a lot of money, and as much as I want to be there, I really would have been there if we were able to do the tailgate, but it just doesn't look like it's going to be able to happen. The NHL is doing a lot of restrictions on alcohol and food outside the venue. So it's unfortunate,
and
I
tough.
Really wanted to do it. But if you do go and Johnny does go, you guys should do a meetup regardless. I'm sure there's a lot of fans.
Yeah. We'll figure something out. Figure something out for sure. All right. The other thing I wanted to talk about with you is obviously the trade deadline's coming up. Arguably two out of the three or four biggest targets are gone now, right? With Sean Monahan did he go to Winnipeg? Yeah, went to Winnipeg. I think that would have been a terrible move by the Rangers. So I'm very, very happy he's gone so that Drury can't make that mistake. Obviously I literally wanted Lindholm. I texted our group chat. So you guys know, give me Lindholm now. And then I'm not even kidding you. 3 minutes later, he got traded. And I was like, okay, crazy. Never mind. But he's you know, he's a game breaker. But Kuzmenko, like that's weird that he was on the, because he's electric too. So I kind of feel like that was a pretty fair trade. I don't know what we could have given to, you know, equate to that. But there are a lot of good names out there, a lot of depth names out there, a couple great names out there. But I would say there's a lot of guys who can help. You know, and I think we have like 5.8 million in cap or 6 million. So we could make a couple moves. Who are a couple guys you're interested in?
Well, I think first of all, you made great points. I think that Monahan definitely wouldn't have fit this Rangers team. They're a very analytical driven team now, and his analytics just aren't there.
Yep.
And Lindholm obviously would have been great. I think his asking price was a little bit too high for the Rangers. And I also think that Chris Drury wants to see how these next couple weeks play out, because if we get that same Rangers team that we got in October, he might not want to make it as an aggressive move as we want him to make right now. Now, they do need to get a center with Filippito out. I don't know who they would actually go for, but I think that an obvious name and someone who's made it very clear, or without actually saying it, that he wants to be back in New York, and I mentioned it in our group chat earlier, is Frank Vatrano. I mean, he looked awesome at the All-Star game. He has an unbelievable shot. He was great up on that top line with Zibanejad and Kreider, and I think that he could be a missing piece for this Rangers team that could elevate them back to where they were in the playoffs. And I'd really like to get Frank Vatrano back. He talks about how he loved playing in New York. They've asked him multiple times a season. They ask him who his favorite player in the league right now, and he said underrated Mika Zibanejad. And I know people have been hard on him recently, but the guy's an all-star, and he sees how great Mika Zibanejad is. And you saw the clip of him and Igor, you know, hugging it out after, smiling. So I just think it's the most perfect fit by far for this team right now, and I don't think it would cost them that much compared to what Lindholm costs, but we'll see. I know he's an all-star, and his value's definitely gone up since we have acquired him last year for a fourth round pick.
Yeah,
but we'll see.
But maybe not, though. Maybe not, because his salary's way up too. So his price tag's 3.65 now.
Yeah, And it's something that we can afford now with Hedl on LTIR. We have all that extra cap room, so we'll see. And I know we have some questions about the trade deadline, and we'll get to those in a little bit. But I think Vetrana would be the clear and obvious. And then I don't know who's really available at center. Maybe we grab another veteran. I think I saw someone was mentioning Boone Jenner as a name that could possibly fit for the Rangers. And I like him a lot. He's a big body. He can work in the corners. And I don't know where his points are at this year. But at the end of the day, I don't think it really matters. I think if it's all about chemistry and fit, and if Boone Jenner's the guy, go out and get him.
Okay, first and foremost, I would love Vertrano on our team. Bring him back. He's great. Another Ducks guy I'm looking at who obviously would be awesome is Trevor Zegras. I mean, the kid's electric. I think they're looking to move him. So, like, you know, if we don't get him, somebody else is going to. So I think he could be an awesome option. Honestly, trade for the both of them and fix this team in one full swoop. But to what you said earlier, you know, a personal pet peeve of mine is when teams are hurting and a GM then waits closer to the deadline to see if they figure it out. Because from my standpoint, I feel like the Rangers.
Oh no.
Oh no!
Just popping in for one quick second with a special guest.
Oh, Merles!
What's up?
Wow, the boy! Hey, Merles, miss you, buddy.
I got Toronto boys. 7 days up here, no good.
I've seen Merles on a bender. He's a legend.
We're on the same flight home. We can't really hear you guys, but
dude, really your cheeks are looking chubby as ever
after when I get home.
We love you, right, Johnny. Bye. Thanks for popping in.
See ya
later, Merles.
Later.
That's great.
Oh damn, he just said "fuck you, Avery" as he left. That's fucked.
He might have, did he?
Damn. Yeah, I thought I heard it. No, I'm just messing.
Regardless, that was Johnny and Merles from Spittin' Chicklets. Two great guys. Merles, he's always been on the Rangers train, especially in the playoffs. He loves Zibanejad. Merles is from Sweden.
Dude, fuck. Fuck Biz, bro. Honestly, he's at the point, bro. Biz is at the point where he just pisses me off. Yeah, for fucking clicks and to just get, you know, rile the fans up. But, like, dude, so I text Lisa all the time. I'm just like, honestly, if you see Biz, just fucking kick him in the nuts for me. Because Wit, I feel like, secretly likes the Rangers. You know, he, like, follows whatever. But, like, dude, Biz just fucking hates him. But whatever. But what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So, you know, I personally would like if Drury kind of made a move sooner than later. I think this team is like, yeah, they're hurting a little bit, but, you know, they're like, I feel like they're a quick fix. I mean, obviously Igor needs to get right for them to do anything serious, but I don't know. I feel like they're a quick fix. I think Vetrano would be great. I think Zegras would be great. There's a couple other guys that I was looking at that I really think are like, the Rangers need some hard-nosed guys and guys who will get, you know, dive in, get dirty a little bit. I think Jason Zucker on the Yotes is, you know, he was great on the Pens. He was great on the Wild. I think he's a guy who I look at. I think he's a left winger, though, right? Is he a left winger?
I think so.
I think so.
Could be wrong.
I think he's a winger. I think he's a winger. But okay. But he is a guy who I look at who I'm like, he is that hard-nosed type of player. I think he could be really good. A player I'm in love with. I mean, I still think the Rangers really need a defenseman. A guy who I've always been in love with is Noah Hanifin. I mean, he's going to move somewhere. He's probably going to cost a first, so that's probably out of the cards. But I do think he is someone I would absolutely love. And then, you know, a couple of depth guys I've been talking about for a while to Johnny is Jack Roslovic. I think he's a good player. And this deadline is pretty deep with, like, guys who can score goals or be depth, but you don't really have that many stars left. I mean, it was like, I wouldn't call Monahan a star anymore. He's past that, but, you know, Lindholm was that star. I think Hanifin has star potential, and there's maybe Guentzel. That's it. But if Guentzel moves, he's not coming to us. I mean, yeah. Whoever they want, they could take for Jake Guentzel, because that dude is electric.
Playoff performer. He's always putting pucks in the playoffs, and that's what we need. And I think that you were talking about your pet peeve with GMs. Mine is cradling first-round picks. Now, I understand how important they are, but at the same time, it's like picking a needle in the haystack. You know, you don't know.
Yeah, dude, we're Yankee fans, so we deal with that shit.
Exactly. And I think that the Rangers have done really well in the last couple of drafts with their first round picks to a point where now they have Hoffman, now they have Gabe Perreault. It's like you can forge a first round pick to really help your team this year, especially when the windows on certain guys are closing. So I think that it would be worth it to trade a first-round pick to go get a guy like Noah Hanifin this offseason, especially when you lose a guy like Hedl. And we haven't been great on defense this year. So I think that if we can add a guy like that for a first-round pick, it's worth it. You spend to earn it back on the ice, and I think that the Rangers should really consider dishing out a first-round pick to get a top-level player.
Yeah, and the deadline's a month away, so time is dwindling. You know, I hope he doesn't sit around, and I hope he knows what this team needs. And I personally, I would like them to get a defenseman and get a center and then call up Othman and let him play and be that third player. I don't think they need to get a winger, just my opinion. I think they have Othman waiting. He already came up. I think give him more play time, let the kid cook, get that 3C and get a left defenseman. And this team is going to be serious problem for some of these teams, especially if Igor figures it out. But
I don't
all
know.
That said, let's go into some questions.
I was going to say one more thing. I don't know who they it'll all depend on who they add, but I do think Othman comes up towards playoff time so they don't burn his ELC, but at the same time they can have him on the playoff roster. It all depends on who they add, though. And I think that this team's a lot more bolstered with guys like Will Cooley. I can't say enough good things about him, man. Like, he's just fit perfectly into this lineup, and I know there's teams calling about him, and the Rangers aren't going to budge on that. I don't think so.
No, we need to keep Cooley for sure.
Got to keep cool. Okay, we'll go into fan questions now. My favorite part, I love when the fans get involved here. So I tweeted recording an episode of the Blue Crew without Johnny Lazarus, just me and Cody Frankel. Please reply below. So first one is from at LeonardStew27. Honestly, thank God. Johnny will be big-timing you guys within 6 months. That's not even a question. That's just a statement.
Is that a roast of us?
No, he said that Johnny's going to be big-timing us.
Oh, okay. Fuck Johnny. All right, let's go.
All right, next one is from Law for MVP. Any deadline targets or predictions? We already made that. NYR Mika 93 asks, how do you remain so positive? I strive to reach that level of positivity one day. I think this is a great question, and I think it kind of construes with how we talk on this podcast, but I'll go first because
yep.
like I'm the Rangers positivity guy on Twitter. I might have to change
You're
that.
The positivity coach.
I might have to change that to my @. But I think that you'll have to put things in perspective, right? And I've been a fan for so long, and I've watched a lot of Rangers hockey, and I see how this goes. And when you get to the playoffs, anything could happen. We've seen 8 seeds go all the way and win the Stanley Cup. We've seen 1 seed lose in the first round. And I know this Rangers team's been struggling, but I've seen it so many times where teams find their ways out of a hole. And I think that the way this team started and the way I know they can play, I think they have one of the best top sixes on paper. We have a top 3 defenseman in the league in Adam Fox, a top 3 goaltender in Igor Shesterkin when they're playing at their top level. And that's all we can really hope out of that. And it's not worth the stress and the frustration of getting mad. And I think you're allowed to get frustrated here and there, but to start pointing fingers at certain guys, you know, like I said before, it's a team game, and they just need to get back together. And I think they will after this All-Star break, but you just got to stay positive. You got to stay the course, and you got to have faith that this team will turn it around, and whatever happens, happens. It's a part of life, and it's unfortunate when they lose, but it's the best feeling when they win. So we'll see what happens.
Avery did sum it up really well. And I actually want to circle back to the trade question right before. Totally separate, but do you think we're actually fielding calls on Kako and actually going to move him? I mean, obviously, if it's if it was like a Lindholm type trade or Gensel or whatever, yeah, sure, fine. But just to trade him, like, you know, I'm seeing some things about like potentially Kako for Turcotte on the Kings and you know, like a young for young kind of guy. Right. I don't know how I feel about that, but what's your thoughts?
Yeah, I was just reading some of the other questions, and there were a lot about Kakko. Why would you trade Kakko for a center? Why would you even consider taking calls?
Okay. So let's get into those then.
No, I'm going to get into it. I think that you have to take calls on a guy who really hasn't performed to the level they've expected out of a second overall pick. But at the same time, I think I saw something, and I could be wrong. We get fooled by these tweets all the time, but I think he had 37 even strength points last year, which is better than some of the top players in the league. And I think that he has the build to be this great hockey player. And a lot of guys hit their spurts later in their career. He's still young. He's still a guy that I think is an asset to this team. And if I were the GM, would I take calls on him? Absolutely. Would I think about trading him? I don't know. It would really, really have to be in the Rangers' favor for me to trade Kakko. I think that putting another hole in your right wing spot, trading for a third line center, just wouldn't really make sense for me, because you're not going to move Trocheck or Zibanejad down. So you're really not going to make yourself any better. The only guy, and we talked about him a little bit before, is if the Penguins were like, we want Kakko for Jake Guentzel and some extra picks involved. That's one where you just got to say, you know what?
Dude, Guentzel would cost us our 2024 first, our 2025 first, and our 2026 first, and Kakko.
100%.
And I would still do it.
Yeah, and going back to Kakko, he's still cheap. He's still an asset, and I think that he can help us in the playoffs with his size and his strength on the puck. He just needs to figure it out. The whole team does. So.
Yeah.
Cool. And then let me just see if there were any more, because we touched on pretty much everything. Why does Johnny think McDonald's Canada poutine is good? I've never had it. This is from NYRD Delita. And I've never had it.
I don't know if you guys ever realize this, but Johnny's Twitter, like if you really take a close look at it, it consists of 40% of like random hockey tweets that not too many people care about, like 10% of Ranger tweets, like 43% of really stupid shit that also nobody cares about, and then like 7% of just like straight food tweets.
Yeah.
Just like food tweet. Oh, this is so banging. Oh, this is so banging. You got to try this. Oh, you got to try this. Like, oh my God, I'm having Chick-fil-A for the first time. Everybody check it out. So pay attention if you know, Johnny should probably make a food blog instead of his sports blog, because his takes are ass. All right, next question.
No, there's not that many more, but I was just looking at Johnny's Twitter, and he's got some pretty good ones of recent. There were anything crazy besides the I'm a bigger hockey fan than I am Ranger fan. I'm going to go to the replies here.
And the rags thing. I'm gonna rag you up.
Sometimes I wonder if you're actually a Ranger fan. Johnny quote tweets. I've said it 10,000 times. I'm a bigger hockey fan than I am Ranger fan. First reply, clearly, you thought rags was endearing.
We love you, John. We do. We got to teach you some things. Were there any other fan questions, Dave?
No, that was it.
Okay. Two more things I want to talk about. First thing is, did you see that four-country tournament was announced with U.S., Finland, Sweden, and Canada? Dude, that is going to be awesome. That is going to be...
Yeah, and I think there's no better way to rally behind any sport than to do it with countries, because everybody likes to get involved. I think that you see it across all sports when they do the World Cup. That's when everybody in the world gets involved, because you're just rooting for your country. You're not rooting for a specific team. This is everybody in the United States rooting for one team, and I think it's going to be awesome. It's something that we've been yearning for a while now, after that awesome IIHF cup that they did. I forget when it was. Was it 2016 maybe?
Yeah, and it was so cool. Or 2017. It was one of them, but it was awesome.
It was unbelievable.
That was so cool.
They need to do more of that. They also did announce that they're going back to the Olympics in 2026 and 2030 maybe. I could be wrong, but it's going to be really fun. I know they're not doing the All-Star game next year because they're doing the Nations Cup, so it's going to be amazing.
Yeah, it'll be sick. It's good. It's gonna be great. And then the last thing, any one good show you're watching right now? Anything? What you got?
Ever since I finished Reacher, I haven't been able to hop on anything. I've also been really
good. Dude, we've been watching the new True Detective. Give it a watch. Did you watch season one?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. Okay, then maybe you should watch season one because it was awesome. And then go straight to season four.
You know what I do want to get on is that show, The Bookie, with Sebastian Maniscalco.
Oh, yeah, Maniscalco.
Yeah, I think that's my next go.
Dude, you know what do you have Peacock?
I do not have Peacock, no.
Oh, okay, because I was going to say, if you need a funny show, they made the movie Ted into a TV show, and it was like literally laugh out loud funny. It was fucking hysterical. It was great.
I did mention on the last show that I am going skydiving, and shout out to
shit.
At
are you
Mr.
scared?
Ranger.
You couldn't.
No, I'm
you
not
couldn't
scared.
Pay me.
I've been really looking forward to it. And shout out at Mr. Ranger on Twitter because he responded to me and said that he's been skydiving and that's an amazing thing, and I should really be looking forward to it. So I'm excited for that.
Dude, I heard 1 in 3 people like die skydiving.
Okay, well,
good luck, bro.
Come on, man.
No, I'm kidding.
Well, to be fair, if that's the way I go out, like.
That'd be pretty sick. But no, that's a complete joke. And also,
it wouldn't be sick, but it's not the worst way to go out.
You're right. It's better than like dying from eating like a chicken sandwich like Johnny does.
Bro, this is getting off the rails now.
I think Avery froze.
No, I didn't.
Oh, he's back. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that'd be cool. And the other show that I'm watching right now, which is actually electric, and that's why you saying skydiving made me think of it, is Masters of the Air on Apple. I don't know if you ever watched Band of Brothers by Steven Spielberg and Tom Hanks, but it's like the sequel to that. It's like the third installment. And it's of like the Air Squadron infantry during World War II. And it's with the dude who plays Elvis in that new Elvis movie. And then Barry Keoghan. Dude, it is awesome. It is just an awesome show.
Sick. I might get into that.
It is incredible. The budget for that must have been out like Thrones level budget. It's sick. So I think there's two or three out for that. So I'm caught up. So that's my other show recommendation.
Okay, I love that. Now my question for you, Cody, is it was actually a debate in our office. Entenmann's, Drake's, everything included in that aisle. You know what I'm talking about. Top three. What are you grabbing? It includes like the cookies.
Good. What
like,
would you?
You know, it includes like Oreos. It, you know, Reese's. Like
okay,
everything in a candy aisle / snack aisle. You know, because you got the Entenmann's, you got the Devil Dogs, you got all that stuff. Top three.
Okay, bro, I'm gonna go with an OG first that I used to always grab. Bro, hot fries. Remember hot fries?
Yes.
Those were electric.
I don't really think that falls under that category at all, but
you don't think so?
No, it's like more like sweets, and like chocolate.
Okay, fine. So just chocolate. Okay, so
like donuts,
peanut
cake.
So I'm not like a bakery kind of guy, but I love like candy. So wait. So I'll go peanut M&Ms.
Love.
Peanut M&Ms. I'll go do you remember? Oh my god. I'll go Twix.
Okay.
Big Twix guy.
Yep.
And you know what I used to always get every time I'd go to a movie theater when I was a kid? Do you remember the cookies and cream bars? The cookie those amazing
the
cookies
Hershey's.
And cream bars? Oh, dude, yep. That's my three.
Yeah, those are solid. I think that, all right, if we're going candy included, it's two different categories. So I feel like you just did candy. So I'll go candy because you're not a pastry like bakery type of guy.
What would you have said? Twinkies?
No, I'll go to that first. I'll go to that next. But I wanna touch on what you said. I think I would go Oreo one.
Okay.
I would go peanut M&M 2 and
okay.
White chocolate Kit Kat 3. That
ooh, white chocolate Kit Kat's good.
That so I
bro, Oreos aren't candy though.
Okay, fine. Then I'll go. I got to go. Christmas tree Reese's.
Whoa! I've never had that.
Ooh, brother, you're missing out,
dude. Johnny would go like plain, non-flavored donut, like trail mix, and like his third would be like pretzel bites.
Pretzel bites are fire, though. That's a bad one.
He'd go unsalted. He'd go unsalted pretzel bites.
Pretzel bites. Oh, God. We love you so much,
my gosh,
Johnny, man.
Love him. But this was great.
Oreo is a top tier snack, though. Oreo is a top tier. Like,
that's Jackie's favorite for sure.
I think I'm picking Oreo.
The mint Oreos. Oh, dude, the mint Oreos are fire.
The thins are good too.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. We'll stop boring you guys, but we love you all. We'll see you next week. LFGR, baby. Let's get this shit going.
Bang. Love it.